Are you still single and wondering why? Well, believe it or not, it could be your friends. They could be sabotaging your romantic life. Here to explain is Amy Klein. She is the blogger of True Confessions of an Online Dating Addict. Recently wrote an article, Are Your Friends Keeping You Single? That appeared at Match.com. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What do you mean by our friends could be keeping us single? Meaning they're hot, so they're always getting the guys?
You know, friends have different motivations. Not everybody is so upfront with their motivation, and they're used to having you around, and they're used to, like, going out and hanging out with you every Saturday night. So all of a sudden, when you're busy, they might not like it so much.
Okay.
And the most obvious one is that they're jealous, but most people would say, no, of course I'm not jealous of my friends.
Right.
Of course I want her to meet someone, but sometimes, like, our motivations are subconscious, you know? Like, they might be used to always being put first.
Mm-hmm.
They might be, you know, that anytime something happens or anytime, you know, you're always available for them and you're always there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the article, I give this example about Sex in the City, you know, that these women, if you saw the movie or the show, the whole premise of the show is that girlfriends come first.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a relationship, girlfriends actually don't come first. Your partner comes first.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true.
So, you know, I like to joke, like, all these women, they could leave their husbands and go to Saudi Arabia for whatever, you know, Abu Dhabi for the movie. But, you know, if you're at home with your kids, I don't know if that's realistic. And your friends might resent that if you can't put them first all the time.
Yeah. So you're saying that friends just sometimes have these subconscious reasons for keeping us single because, you know, slightly selfish motivations. And it's subconscious. So they don't really know they're doing it, but they still can be. What are some ways that they might be sabotaging our potential love life?
I think when, you know, when you tell your friends stories, they're going to just take your side in the relationship. They're just going to take your side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a friend does. But the friend doesn't have to look out for your relationship. Your friend has to look out for you. So if you tell her a story, my boyfriend did this, and she'd be like, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. You go tell him that, you know, or you should break up with him. Your date did that. That's crazy. But she's not listening. You know, a single person might not listen to both sides of the story.
Right.
A married person might listen to both sides of the story.
Okay, because they understand that there's usually always
they
two
sides. They understand that there's a relationship to preserve, and, like, the relationship is, like, a third thing.
Well, that's certainly one way that I think friends could probably sabotage the relationship is that they're always taking your side and telling you, oh, he's a jerk. You should leave him. I can't believe he would do that to you. Always making whatever he did super negative.
And I also think, like, when people are single, and I was, you know, guilty of this myself, when you're single for a long time, you just kind of, you imagine you're in this romantic comedy and the guy that out there that you're going to meet is going to be perfect and do everything for you. And, you know, people are not like that. You know, so the longer you're single, sometimes the more romantic you become in a way and more unrealistic you get.
We forget the relationships and what they're really like.
We watch too many.
Okay. What are some other ways friends sabotage the relationship?
I think sometimes that, you know, we think so highly of our friends, and this is on a similar note, we think so highly of our friends that we think that what they should be getting, you know, our friend is a 10 and they should be getting a 10, but maybe we're not so realistic. Like, maybe our friend is actually more flawed. Maybe our friend is really like a 6 and has all these problems, and maybe, you know, she only needs a 6.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't even mean it that way, but, like, maybe you think, you know, your friend, maybe your friend brings this guy home and you want him to be, like, the center of conversation and you want him to be sparkly and magnetic,
right,
but maybe he's just, like, a really nice, maybe he's a boring guy, but maybe he'll be, like, a good husband and a good father.
Right. Yeah, I hear you there. Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I've been guilty on both sides of this.
Yeah. What do you think's the most common way?
I think the most common way is also, like, making a joke. And this is also about allegiances, like making a joke and making fun of, like,
so
someone's partner, you know, because, like, you hang out with your girlfriends all the time and you're so used to making fun of every guy. Let's say, not making fun of, but, like, dating could be hard, so you're making fun of every date that you go on. And then if you still take that same attitude towards the person that you might be with, that's very disrespectful to that person.
Yeah, definitely. Amy Klein, thank you so much. She's a blogger, wrote the column, Are Your Friends Keeping You Single? You can find it at Match.com. Go to her blog, True Confessions of an Online Dating Addict. That link is on my site at yourtimewithkim.com. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. Do you have girlfriends that you feel like are keeping you single in some way? Are they sabotaging your relationships in a lot of different variety of ways that they can go about doing it? Share your stories. 888-922-5554.